have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday again. Oh, again. It comes like 90 going north. The manhood hour is coming up in the third hour every Wednesday. Manhood hour. Happy White History Month, by the way. We're still celebrating White History Month. July is White History Month. And we have a White History Moment coming up for you. You can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is for those only who want to overcome, who want to know themselves. Know thyself, and you shall be free. And I understand most people do not want to be free. So stay in your hell. You have a right to be miserable until the day you die. You don't have to be that way any longer. You don't have to be you any longer, but you decide, you know what, I love being miserable. I love thrills, up and down thrills. Stay there and call hell heaven. But for those who want to overcome, the biblical questions are for you. How important, which is important to you? Which is important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? This is so deep, it's going to blow your mind when you see truly what's going on with you. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out running around and you're like, wow, I still want to hear the show as it is happening, I want to hear it now live. But I got to go out and pick a demonstrator against ICE. I got to go and fight for the illegals and get a good thrill that I'm doing the right thing. And so, but you'd like to listen to the show, too. So while you're out supporting criminals, you still could be listening to the show. Really. You can podcast on when you get home for being arrested for attacking ICE. And you were in jail for a while. You still can podcast the show, so when you get back home, you can watch it. But in the meantime, on the picket line, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. A spiritual battle. It's interesting to me. this spiritual battle, once you really see what's going on within yourself, I see what's going on within me. Once you see it, I think that there are so many things in the Bible that is important. It's important. But the one thing, maybe the two, maybe the three, but somewhere in the top of the five, top five, to know yourself probably should be number, I think, knowing the truth, number two. Because to know yourself is something that 99.9% of the people don't do and don't know. But to know thyself, and then they don't know that they don't know themselves. That's what's so crazy. Really. I ask people a lot now, who are you? I'm a plumber. I'm a mother. I'm a father. I'm a doctor. I'm a this and I'm that. No, I belong to God, they say. I'm a child of God, they say. I'm there. But they never tell me who they are. And then I'm like, well, you didn't tell me who you were. I asked, who are you? You told me who you belong to, this type of work you do, your name. But you didn't say who you were. And they're like, wow. I never thought about that. I thought, one guy told me he was the sum of his experiences in life. I'm like, what is that? How can you be a psalm of an experience? But anyway, know thyself. And when you do, and if you do, and when you do, you're going to see the hell on earth. And you're going to see the children of the lie. How all that they do in their desperation for another form of identity, for money and power, you're going to see all the ever do is about themselves and a desperate attempt to get and maintain a false identity, maintain power and money, which is a fake power. It's not even, it's perceived power and not even real power. But they fight for that and they lie to you, they control you, they deceive you for their own personal gain to get power. Perceived power, but in their mind, another form of identity. A false identity. Oh, I'm a governor. I'm a mayor. I'm a congressman. I'm a this. And they die for it. They will kill for it. Hell on earth. Hell on earth. I want to give you an example of pure evil, of what hell looked like on earth. And you've heard for the last 70 to 80 years that racism exists, racism this. Everything is racist. And the people of color uses racism because for 70, 80 years or so, it has worked for them and their ego to get what they want. Not that it's real, but it has worked for them. And they never will stop using it as long as they can get what they want with it. It's a pure lie. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist. But they keep using it because it works for them. And they will use it, this word racism, until they use it up. And they're never going to use it up until you stop believing it. I was thinking about this over, reflecting over the weekend and during the week. How words can impact you if you're of the lie. It's amazing to me. I did not know the depths of how words can deceive you, how they can impact you. And that's why once you're return to the light, once you return to truth, once you return to the Father, you can no longer be affected by words. They will have no impact on you at all without even trying. Because if you tell yourself, oh, I'm not going to let words impact me. I'm not going to be bothered with words, then you're lying. But when you truly overcome words, you don't think about words impacting you. And you hear these words, but they have no meaning to you. They do not stab you. They do not. And the reason I was thinking about it, because there was this discussion, well, one of the reasons, this discussion about in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, down in the South, at 15 years old, you were considered old enough to start dating, boys and girls. You were old enough to start dating. And you were warned in advance, well, if you get a girl pregnant, you're going to have to marry her. And the girl was warned, if you get pregnant, you're going to have to get married. You're going to have to take care of this baby. So you were warned in advance about it, right? You didn't need some law to make up a word that called sexual harassment or what do they call that? When men supposed to be having sex with underage girls. I forgot what they call that word.
With the underage girls? The yeah. P word? PDF?
I don't know what that means.
I don't want to
but
say
But anyway, when men, you know how they're trying to say that this guy is dead now and they want to release his file because he was having sex with underage girls and that kind of crap. You were warned by your parents. This is the result of what happens if you do this, right? And so you didn't need some government to be your mama and make up laws and put titles on things so that they can really destroy men. That's what it's all about. Because your parents laid down the law. And I remember when I first started dating, one of my worst fears, I totally remember it, that if I got this girl pregnant, I was going to have to marry her. Shotgun wedding, whether I loved her or not, I would have to marry her. So I was real concerned about that, as most of the men and women during those days. And so they were very careful, if they did have sex, not to get them pregnant. Really, they both worked hard at that. They didn't need the government telling you that. The parents told you that. They didn't need the government to make up words to make you look like a criminal. The parents laid down the rule. That's gone now. And so I want you, I encourage you, do what you want. But I encourage you. You got to. If you want to be free right here on earth, because this is hell on earth, you could be free right here on earth. You could be in paradise right here on earth while you live, while the children of the light are in hell right here on earth. You cannot be affected by words. You cannot be affected by people. You cannot be affected by anything if you want it that way. It's up to you. There's a greater source, a greater way to live. So they have used this word racism, and they're still using it like slavery was yesterday. Even though blacks were better off in slavery. Did you know that? The blacks were better off in slavery than they are today. In slavery, blacks wasn't walking around homeless, begging and blaming, hating the white man, and the white man holding me back. It's racist. Blacks were not doing that in slavery. Think about that. And supposedly they are free now, but not in the mentality within themselves. But anyway, they're going to use this word. It's not true at all. But evil people use the word racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Alawabaism, Debbie Dadism, antisemitism. When those words are coming out of human beings' mouth, just know that's an evil person, a lost person. You're dealing with the devil. Because it's not true at all. Our battle is spiritual. The Son, who was sent here by the Father, said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits in your mind, principalities, and wickedness in your mind, high places." And it even say that the sin is committed in the mind, not in the action. Think about that. Men, when you look at a beautiful woman walking down the road, don't you immediately sin in your mind? You see yourself with her. You see yourself with her all the way. In the mind, are you looking at a nice lady with a nice body walking down the road, and you've already sinned. The act is not the sin. It's in the mind. It's in the mind. If you never had the thought in the mind, you would never carry out the act. It would be impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. It would be impossible. Think about that. You think it's the act itself, but the truth tell you, no, it's in the mind. When you think of it, and you live on that thought, you're doing it right then and there. It's in the mind, because if it didn't happen in the mind, it would never, you would never carry it out. Act it out. It's in the mind. If you free your mind, the rest will follow. If you free your mind, the rest will follow. It's in the mind. Why don't you have a free mind? What's wrong with a clear mind? Free mind. Why don't you want that? Or do you love your misery? You love your thrills. You love your lies. I want to show you evil on earth inside this human being. This female, and I want to say probably the word, but she's not. She's up there with them, close up. She lived misery. She sleep misery. She love it. And I want you to watch how she speak and how she look, why she's speaking. She loves Satan. You couldn't take Satan from this female if you tried. If God came down and told this particular female, you know what? Satan is your God, lady. But if you want me, I'll take him away from you and give you perfect love. She would fight. She would fight God. Talk about waiting on God. He's waiting on you. What the? This female is wicked. I don't even know how. I think they said she was married. Poor guy. I pray that this female never have children, because she's going to spread little demons all over the world. Little devils. This is from the Texas Tribune. Texas Democrat, this female is in Congress. Sharply, and they don't say this female, I say that part. It's in Congress. Sharply criticized President Donald Trump's plan to redraw their state political map in the middle of the decade, laboring it a threat to democracy and diluting the votes of racial voters of racial minority. Watch this first soundbite. Here's what Jasmine Cricket said at a news conference concerning the issue. Watch it for Forbes.
Yeah, so first of all, it hasn't quite been said clearly that Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory. I want y'all to understand the makeup of my state. The state is a majority minority state. And what this legislature historically has done is what they plan to do again, is to dilute the voices of people of color in order to make sure that they can get to where they're trying to go. We only have 4 seats that are represented by black folk, where the vast majority of the people that get to decide who they have represent them are black. They decided to attack 3 of the 4 seats that we have in the state. They decided to go after a Latina. So I need people of color to understand that the scheme of the Republicans has consistently been to make sure that they mute our voices so that they can go ahead and have an oversized say in this.
Amazing, huh? All lies. And she's desperate to stay in power. So she lied to the black folks. When did we get to the point in America? Remember when, some of you might not know about this, in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men and women were not allowed to vote? It was the best man that represented you. The best person. The best man. It wasn't the black man or the black woman or the white man or the white man. It was the best qualified person. That's out the window now because they know that blacks are not qualified. And all they have to campaign on is color. That's all they have. They have nothing else to offer, zero else to offer. So they got to campaign on color. And this female, Jasmine Cricket, is afraid that when they redraw the line there, political lines there, whatever they do, she's going to be out of there. Because the only reason she's in there, she had blind black people voting for her. Not that she would qualify at all, but because of her color and female. She knows that. So she's very nervous and scared. I was just so scared that if they redraw these lines, she's out of there. And black people, do what you want. But I encourage you to come back to yourself. Get past the black thing. And be you. So that Jasmine Crickets and others, black or white, can't use you anymore. This female is for evil. Jasmine Cricket is evil, and that's all she represents. It's the evil, the spirit of evil. And she always used racism this and racism that. Black folk. And you fall for it. What's wrong with you that you're falling for the lie? This female had nothing to offer, not one black person. Nowhere in the world, not just America. This female is so dumb that she stated, we need USAID to fund Sesame Street in Iraq. What kind of, I don't even understand that. What does that mean? Watch this from X.
When you start to talk about whether or not Sesame Street or anything else that's on NPR or PBS ends up in other places, this is so that there is not this warped thought process about the Western world or about the United States. We're talking about making sure that we don't end up allowing people to be radicalized against us because they have a terrible vision of us, because they may be in a government that actually puts out bad, terrible propaganda about us.
Talking loud and saying nothing. She literally said nothing. Really nothing. She sounded like that female Kamala Harris. Where is she now? She said nothing. She said nothing. Did she mention Sesame Street? I didn't hear it. Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah, she did.
See, it was nothing words. I didn't even hear it. So why would you vote for this? What's wrong with the blacks that this is what they vote for? Somebody that offers them nothing but hell. Why would you vote for a person like that? How about going back to the best qualified man? How about going to that? What a mess. So I'm being told that, and I don't know if it's true or not, she wants to brainwash kids in Iraq to think that America is good, trying to be mama. This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament. Jasmine Cricket is the mama in the Old Testament. She's Satan's daughter. She's evil. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. So Sesame Street is liberal, I'm being told, especially now. I don't even know. And when I hear the word Sesame Streets, I'm thinking about these little dog things that they hold on their hand and they pretend they're talking.
Remember Elmo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Sesame Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we care if that's in Iraq or not?
You know, it's funny. She's actually, she is talking about something, interestingly enough, but it's kind of in a
like
dumb
what?
Way. She's talking about state power. She's talking about exerting state power abroad, essentially, propaganda. That's what she's talking about. Giving them Sesame Street so they don't have a warped view of America. I don't know who told her to say that, but it makes me think about, wow, Crockett might have like a team. You know, she might have people advising her.
So she's trying to make a fool out of Iraq.
A fool out of Iraq? Not necessarily.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that when she said that we need Sesame Street in Iraq so that those people over there don't have a warped view of America, she's talking about propaganda and exerting state power abroad, you know, affecting the minds of the people of a foreign nation.
And why?
For a number of reasons. I mean, we don't like to have enemies. But that's something like an intelligence – that's something that like intelligence and DO, Department of Defense, people say, right? This is the kind
so
of talk they say.
So Sesame Street in Iraq, the people would think we nice?
You said what?
So if they play Sesame Street over in Iraq – then people going to think that we're nice.
Bingo.
That's what she want?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, but okay. But how about bomb, 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 bomb Iraq? Remember that?
I heard that one too.
Remember that song?
Is that new? I thought that might be new.
That's when we were over there bombing Iraq. Somebody made a song called Bomb, 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 Bomb Iraq. But anyway, what a mess. Hell on earth. Hell on. It's up. You know the beauty about this? You could be in control of your own life. It's set up that way. Or you can live under control of Jasmine Cricket and people like that. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. Love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Manhood Hour's coming up in the next, in the second hour. Third hour. My back. Third hour. You can have perfect peace on earth, or you can suffer and die. Because believe me, believe you me, you are suffering and you're dying. You're dying. And you're suffering as you're dying. So suffer and die or have perfect peace. The choice is yours. That's one choice you can make. I am sick of my suffering. I want to live. And then you shall live. You don't have to be you any longer. It's up to you. You are the controller of your own world. And if you are miserable in your own world, lonely, lost, sad, looking for love, fighting with people, trying to be this and trying to be that and trying to have this and trying to have that, that's your fault. That's what you want in your own world. You are doing that. And you can't blame anyone. Yes, there are evil people who will have. They roam the earth to see who they can hurt emotionally, mentally, emotionally, so they can get a thrill. But if you didn't allow that to happen, it couldn't be. You can get to a point where you're in control of your whole universe. Isn't that amazing? It's in you. Look at the Great White Hope for an example. What manner of man is that? Is this, the world obeys him. Think about that. They call him daddy. They call him king. And they protest the king because they see Donald Trump as a king. And they even hate the king. He never said he was a king, but they see him as king. But anyway, the point is, you can overcome the world in your imagination and outside of you, inside of others. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., and you don't want to miss it. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, .com, no, not .com, just the Hake Report, H-A-K-E. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the Son of God. Energy given to him by his father, God. The American anchor, baby. Energy everywhere, just everywhere. He even learned to fly airplanes on Google. Now, who else can do that? Who learned how to fly a plane on Google? Only the Son of God. He even learned how to work on his car from Google. He doesn't need a mechanic. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American anchor, baby. Amazing! Will you live the whole life in misery, or would you live in peace? You can have a clear mind, men and women. Just think about having a life that you had, where you had a clear mind for the rest of your life, and everything you did was just clear to you to do it. No doubt, no question, no double mind. You had a clear, you don't have a clear mind now. Your mind is clouded with anger, with evil, with stress and worry and looking for love and with this and with that. You don't have a clear mind. Living in the past and the so-called future, wanting to get married, want to have children, want to have this or that. God is satisfied with you having a roof over your head and a cup of water. That's all he required. You require more because you listen to the world and you want to be like the world. Sergio is out of Texas. Let's see here. Sergio, Happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Jesse, Happy White History Month. How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
Great. That's good to hear. Calling to give you an update, follow up on last week's call and yesterday's counseling session. So I'm making breakfast for the family this morning, and my wife wants to talk. She wants to go sit down, and I said, well, let's just go ahead and talk right here because I'm making food for y'all. And she says that she filed for divorce after our counseling session yesterday.
And what do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
I don't feel anything. It's just, okay, well, I guess this is something we're going through now. And I guess the way it will be made clear for me, I asked her, well, what's your intention for the kids? Because we have three girls together. And she said, well, I'm not talking about that. So I assume that she's just going to try to take them. And I guess we'll see how that goes.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess what would your advice be? Just continue?
My advice, continue what?
Just continue going through the motions. Just continue taking care and providing for them as long as I can and just wait for the paperwork.
My advice would be when your wife say that she filed for divorce, you should just say, oh, okay, amazing. Okay, fine. And no argument, no discussion, no as to why or anything. And you should not feel one thing about it, not at all. Because if you feel something about it, it's something wrong with you. It's something missing inside of you. And if you argue about it, it's something wrong with you. You're arguing with the devil. Two devils arguing. You should have a life, and you will if you work on yourself. When people come and go in and out of your life, no big deal. It would be like the weather changing. No big deal. But if you feel anything about it, then the problem is you and not her. She got her issues, but you're not responsible for her issues, and she's not responsible for yours. So if she wanted a divorce, oh, okay. Cool. What the? And then just continue to live your life. Stay with the prayer. Watch the thought. Don't get angry. And don't worry about what may or may not happen. Have a wait and see.
Okay. And that is how I reacted. I was standing there. I said, oh, okay. And I kind of just shrugged my shoulders.
Yeah.
I was curious if it was before or after our counseling session. And I guess our counseling session just solidified her decision because she's been working on it for a while, I guess.
Yeah, it sounded like she had her mind already made up. It's kind of over.
Yeah. And I'm kind of grateful for it because, you know, I was still here doing my best to hold the space for it. And I'm grateful that at least there's a decision that she's made now and I know
right.
where she is.
Yeah.
And the biggest thought that comes to me is just the thought of our girls, you know,
well,
our daughters.
Well, let's say that for conversation purposes, let's say that sure. she decide, and I don't know what she's going to do, of course, but she decide, I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to make you pay child support. I'm going to keep the kids away from you. Just know you were married to an evil woman, and then don't fight it. Let them have the children. And don't cut the baby in half, because the court
yeah.
is not going to be for you. I wouldn't waste my money giving it to the court, and then they're going to make you pay child support and so-called spousal support or something like that. You're going to waste all your money on stupid lawyers. Everybody just taking advantage of you.
Right.
So if you are married to the type of female that would destroy the children, because they know that they are destroying the children. And if you're married to a female that would destroy the children, you have always been married to the wrong woman. Be glad to see that.
Okay.
And don't take it personal. She can't help it. It's the evil inside of her that's driving her to do that, if she should do that.
And I should understand that the suffering is my own doing for not seeing this sooner and for making kids.
Absolutely. You were blind. And the reason you did it, because you broke the one law that you cannot break and have peace. You can't break this law. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. Your mind should only have been on God, on truth, and not a woman, not a children, not a this or that. But your mind was not on that at the time, and you made the woman your God, and she became your God, and she destroyed you. Whatever your mind is on is what will control you. So you got what you wanted.
I understand. Okay.
And so if you feel anything about her leaving, it's inside of you. And you have not overcome the world. You have not overcome the imagination. You still believe that your thoughts are real. So be glad to see if you feel anything about it. Don't blame her. It's not her fault. It's not your fault what she's feeling. So don't let her blame you for her issue. She was already screwed up when you met her, and you were already screwed up when she met you. And two devils
yep.
got together, and they fought.
Okay. And whatever may or may not happen with the children, if they ever do or don't see it, that's on them. I don't have any control over that.
Not at all. Your thing now is to work on you. You got to work on you. Put you first above all things. Because when you put you first, you will love what's right. But if you don't put you first, how can you love what's right?
Okay. All right.
So, and don't cry in front of her. Don't beg. Don't say, please don't go. Please don't go. And don't say, please don't take my children, please. Baby, please, baby, please don't take my
That's
children.
That's what I won't do. That's why she's divorcing me.
Right, because they want control. Evil
yes.
people, like Jasmine Cricket, I mentioned Jasmine Cricket, they want control. And
That's
then
it.
The ego would go to, especially if they started out controlling you, and women start out controlling men because men want sex, and women know it, and they would deal the man the most sex that they want. Because women just want a man to love, to hold her. She's not really into sex. But she'll do it just to control you. But when she loses that control, she go crazy, trying to get it back. and she just wants control. And I thought she was working on herself, but I don't know. She says she is. So we'll see. But have a wait and see. And just stay working on you. Put the focus on seeking the kingdom now so that you don't repeat the same thing. Don't go back into your imagination looking for the answer. The answers are not in your thoughts.
Okay. All right, Jesse. Well, I'm grateful for your advice, and I'll continue seeking the truth.
And don't get angry at her. She cannot help it.
No, I understand that. I'm not angry at her.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm responsible for it. So.
Responsible for what?
For the situation that I'm in.
You're responsible.
I didn't know better.
Yeah, absolutely. You're responsible for your situation that you're in, and she is responsible for her situation that she's in. But the devil loves to blame somebody else, so you don't see that he's the devil that's blaming others, so he can continue to control you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll keep you updated on how this goes.
All right. And just have a wait and see. Don't be double-minded. Just stay present and see what happens.
Okay. I will.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse. You too. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye now. What's wrong with you? And why don't you know that there's something wrong when you feel pain? When you're hurting emotionally and mentally, the problem is with you. When you're hurting, is you hurting. Nobody's hurting you. You're hurting. Something is wrong with you. Let me go to, is it Nigel? Nigel out of North Carolina. Nigel, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
No, Jesse, doesn't it just feel white?
July just feels white.
Man, it just, everywhere I go, I'm in North Carolina, it's a very white state. It just feels white everywhere I go.
Happy
White
History Month.
A lot of white people, but the vibe is there. Happy White History Month, Mr. Jesse.
Right on.
So I think you have like a note, but I just wanted to call because I'm a former slut maker. Now trying to be right and do right, you know, and live by God's commandments for us. And I found myself with a girl. I used to live in California. I found myself with another girl that I used to be with. She doesn't seem like a slut. You know, she seems like she's got a good head on her shoulder. She seems pretty respectful towards me. She doesn't really try to control me. If I tell her, you know, hey, this is what I want to do, she just says, okay. So she doesn't seem very controlling. It doesn't seem very just like, sorry about the wind. Doesn't seem very just like into sex and controlling me like that. So I feel like I might be making a good choice, but I have a little bit of a concern and I just wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
Okay. And so, like I said, I used to live in California. I'm in North Carolina now. I'm talking to this girl. So I know that sex isn't like the primary thing here.
What's the question?
So the question is, she lives in California. I live here. I know you've said, hey, don't move, never move to a woman, right? Like never go to the woman, make her come to you and be on your kind of timeline and your framing, right? So in this case, would you advise against going there if I'm, you know, I don't have any real ties to the state that I'm in? I'm kind of a traveling worker, if that makes sense, like a contractor. So I have options to live there, and it would make it easier on both of us. But should I just, you know.
Why can't she come? So your question is what?
Okay, so sorry. I know I'm being like a woman. I'm talking.
Yeah, you're repeating
nothing,
yourself
bad.
Over and over again, but not asking me the question.
Okay, the question is, would you advise against moving to California from North Carolina in order to be with this woman if it's easy for me?
Why would she come to you?
So we've talked about that, and her reasoning is, she works remote, right? She has a hybrid job that she works remote mostly, but she goes into the office like twice a week, right? For her to be able to keep her job, she would have to be local, right? She would have to be within driving distance of her main office. I'm in North Carolina, and, you know, I'm only here because I
So there's a part of you that would, there's a part of you that is tempted or would even consider going to her.
For sure. There's a part of me that's tempted, yeah.
And when you follow the woman, why do you think that would work?
Man, see, exactly, right?
No,
and I know
question.
You're asking me a question. I know. I'm watching you for a while, Jesse. I know. That's why I was like, man, I'm sounding like a woman here, man. I already know the answer. Why? And why would a part of me? Because I'm a beta. Man, dude, I mean, that's a good question.
But
I mean,
why
really,
would
I,
you, being a male, uh-huh. why would you even consider going to the woman? I'm asking, I really want to know.
Why would I even consider? You know what? Because no other way to say it, I just think that there is a potential for, you know, a good relationship to come out of this.
Well, and what's a good relationship?
I guess just one where, you know, it's aligned in God's purpose for us. You know, neither of us are kind of, you know, trying to use our egos to manipulate the other to get something out of one another.
So you believe this really relationship is in line with God?
It could be. You
Did
know,
you
I,
say
I
that?
Think right
Did
now
you say
it is.
You believe it's aligned with God?
I think the way we're going about it, for the most part, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not perfect. I don't want to come off like, you know,
right.
Oh, I found the best woman, you know, the best woman ever and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, we're not, you
and
know,
so
we don't
you
even
think
really
God
like.
God would give you a woman that you have to go to?
Come on, man. You're killing me. Dang, dude. Why did I even call? I knew the answer. do I think so? I mean, maybe.
You just said you think it's aligned with God. So I'm asking.
Right.
You think
right,
God right. would give you a woman that you have to go to and follow her?
Okay, but follow her in what sense?
To her state. You're considering moving to her state. You're following
right.
her. You think that God would give you a relationship like that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he would give me a relationship where I would obey her.
No,
right? Like,
no,
think...
I'm asking you. You think God would give you a relationship where you have to go to the woman?
I mean, he called the apostle to all, you know, the apostle Paul to all.
You didn't answer that
of,
question
you
know.
Yet.
You think God.
Yeah, I'm acting like a woman, man. My bad. It's
Hold
a
on a minute. Hold on,
a...
all right?
Okay.
Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. Hate news is coming right now. The hate. Not the fake, but the hate. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
was the anchor baby in Vancouver yesterday?
I don't think so. I saw him over here. Because the airspace above Vancouver International Airport had to be shut down on Tuesday after someone hijacked, quote-unquote, a small plane. The suspect flew a stolen Cessna 172. I think that's a little plane thingy, one of them. North for about 40 miles, and they began circling, prompting air traffic controllers to divert 9 planes to other airports. Quite disruptive, not like the anchor baby. He fits in and just makes the flow smoother, not worse. So it wasn't him. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 A.D. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it is the third Thursday of the month. Ladies, it's the Women's Forum tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, July 17th, 2025. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. There is one line open. You can call in, and JLP will be right back in just a few minutes. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, and give your name and where you're calling from and your question or comment. And get on hold to get on air with JLP. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. On the Epstein files. See, Commie Nonsense is cheering on the division and destruction and hatred and psycho accusation culture that is taking over inside of MAGA. Many Make America Great Again supporters, supposedly, they are frustrated by the Justice Department's latest claims about Jeffrey Epstein, the late great financier or whatever he was, and Democrat donor, and a Harvard or something donor. Now one of our greatest President Trump's most loyal allies in Congress is calling for transparency. And which ally is this? Some woman. On Tuesday, House Speaker, oh no, it's not a woman. House Speaker Mike Johnson, I was thinking it was that one woman. Mike Johnson became the highest-ranking Republican to say he, too, wants to see more details about the DOJ's investigation of the late, they call him disgraced, financier and accused sex trafficker. It's a very delicate subject, Mike Johnson said. He's like a Christian-y Christian. We should put everything out there and let the people decide it, he claimed. Last week, the DOJ issued a memo that said Epstein had not been murdered in his jail cell, nor did he leave a client list. They call it prison. I don't know why they could call it a prison. I think it's a jail, right? Anyway, the memo contradicted some of the conspiracy theories that were supposedly previously promoted by Trump, according to Commie Nonsense Network. I don't know about that. And his top lieutenants, they say. According to a CNN poll that was conducted after the memo's release, half of Americans say they are dissatisfied with the amount of information the Trump administration has revealed about the Epstein case. I wonder if they cared how much Biden admitted about it. Huh. The DOJ cuts. The Senate is one step closer to a final vote on spending cuts proposed by the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. The bill is known as a rescission, something like that, package, R-E-S-C-I-S-S-I-O-N, rescission. It would slash billions in federal funds that Congress had already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Full congressional approval would codify the DOGE cuts into law so that they could not be reversed by the next administration. All right, and they would help insulate our greatest president, Trump's administration, from legal challenges. Although 3 Republican senators joined the Democrats, the Demon Rats, in voting against the advancing the package, the final tally for both votes, 51 to 50, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tiebreaker vote. Nice. Votes. The package must pass the Senate and the House by Friday. Pretty nice. And then our greatest President Trump will sign it into law, we hope. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. My mic thing going in and out again. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of the show already. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, is a Mamma Mia. It's a Como Te Levo. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? Not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, not your sister, but you. Not your husband, not your wife, but you. Which is most important to you? I'd like to know. And the reason I want to know, because I really want to encourage you to know for yourself. Because you got to live your life. I can't live your life. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, it doesn't matter what or where you are, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Everybody and they mama. If you're black, if you're white, everybody and their mama. So if you're running around, you can podcast the show, but you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And I'm going to get to your super chat to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash Out. Manhood is coming up in the next hour. So I'm giving you examples of hell on earth. Jasmine Cricket is a perfect example of hell on earth. And I want to go back to Niger. So Niger is dating a woman in California. He lives in North Carolina. And Niger is I don't know if he's considering or wondering, should he go to her state or should she come to him? And he believed that this is from the Lord. Niger.
What's up, Mr. Peterson?
And so you said before the break that you believe this relationship is in line with God.
Potentially, yeah.
And why do you believe that?
I don't know if I believe it, you know. I'm trying to have a wait-and-see attitude. Yeah, I believe it could be.
So do you believe it could be in line with God or not?
Yeah.
And so what is it about it that you think is in line with God?
I guess it's in contrast maybe to my past, just that I used to be, so what about it? So let me stop dragging my behind, but. So what about it is it's not really like based in too much emotion. Like we're both kind of, you know, she agrees with the plan that I have. She says that constantly.
What plan do you have?
To eventually have kids. You know, I'm in aviation. So there is a lot of, you know, aviation careers that are, you know, accessible in California that aren't really accessible here.
And so she's in line with your plan of having children?
That as well. That's something that she's expressed that she has interest in at some point.
And then what else? So you have plan to have children, and then what else?
Just the career, the location that I'm kind of looking to. Initially, I came out here to contract, but I'd started looking back in California for, like, you know, different careers because I work in aviation.
And so you're looking back into California because of her?
Well, I mean, it's like kind of an added reason, I suppose.
So you're looking back into California because of her?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because of the career as well. I mean, it's
but no, you're looking
but yes,
back.
But yes, also because of her.
It's not also, but the primary reason is her. So you're coming up with ideas or reasons why you should move back and how you can move back because of her, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would, you know.
So why you think God would want you to go to the woman, or will he send the woman to you?
Honestly, I mean, I would think God would bestow the woman onto us, like he says, like, I'll give you a wife. But I don't know if it's necessarily going to be geographically. Like, he might give you the clarity that, hey, you know, you could pursue this and she will follow you, but you'll initially have to, you know, go to a different location.
So you think that God would even suggest to you, go to the woman?
Like, go to her just, like, physically? Yeah, maybe.
And why would God do that when he says that? Why would God do that when he says that every time the man followed a woman, he suffers? Every time you even listen to the woman, you suffer. Why would he set you up like that? Because you go to the woman, it ain't going to work. You can bank on that. And you can come up with all kind of excuses you want in your mind, because that's what the devil do when you consult with the devil. Why would God set you up like that?
I mean, like, I don't know.
He's going to say, okay,
like,
man, every time you listen to a woman, you're going to suffer. And then he's going to tell you, go over there to her state.
Well, no, I mean, she didn't ask me, though. She didn't say,
no,
okay.
I said, why would God say that to you?
I don't necessarily think God necessarily, like, said that. I mean, I don't
you
think
said
it was
in line with God.
Just in certain principles, right? Like, I'm trying to build it into something that is honorable. I mean, I'm not perfect myself, so, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm leading her perfectly in the right direction. I'm trying to do right by myself.
And how are you doing right following her?
I mean, she didn't, like, command me to do anything.
No,
so
how are you
really
doing right following her?
In what, like, just following... Because she doesn't tell me to do anything. She's, like, very...
She got you moving to California.
But she didn't say that, though.
She did.
Following.
She did. She gave you reasons why her job... I can't come to you because of my job. And you said, okay,
no,
I'll figure out a way to come to... She said it to you by telling you about her job, and you decided, okay, I'll figure out a way for me to come there and do a job.
I mean, I've lived in California. I kind of already desired to be there. It was just kind of like, okay, I see her. There could be a relationship there. Like, if I was moving back, I would be, you know, just, I mean, me, myself, and I is fine. But unless, like, I have a good reason to, I'm not just going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm leaving North Carolina just to go back. I mean, I like the area. I've lived there before. So it's like, okay, I could come back or I could
Your primary reason for even considering California is the woman.
So that's what you mean by, like, following innately.
Is that true or not?
Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, like the piece where it would. God, I can't, like, just no, because it's like it's.
Is your primary reason?
It's something I've been thinking about for so long.
Is your primary reason for considering coming back to California the woman?
No.
So you were considering moving back before the woman?
Yeah, because I was in the
You're
military.
Not being
like
honest.
Jesse, I've called you. No, I am being honest.
Okay.
Like, okay, so when you asked me, like, primary reason for, like, moving back, like, primary reason for moving back right now or like in some near future, yeah, I would say that. Because like
what?
That's
you
the catalyst.
What? You would say yes. You would
that
say
she
what?
Is the primary reason for me wanting to move as quickly.
And should a man
you know,
ever
like, you know
follow
I mean?
A
for
woman?
The urgency? No, not
that,
like
so. Why are you
not
doing
like
that
her
then?
Plan?
Why are you doing that then?
I don't know, man. It's hard for me to like agree with you that I'm like following like her, meaning like what, like just like. Throwing my life away and just like being
you,
led by
I didn't
by
say
her
you were throwing your life away. You're reading that into it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's true. I guess just like when I hear like following, I'm thinking like, okay, I lose control over it, my life.
Is
and
she
I can
coming
no longer...
to you or are you coming to going to her?
I would be going to her, but
so
still
who's
doing
fathering then?
Okay. I mean, okay, all right. I mean, technically, but you know what I mean? It's not like I'm just saying, okay, now I'm here. Just what do you want from me? I'm just going to do whatever the heck you
who
want me to
do. Who is following? You going to her or she's coming to you?
Mm-hmm. I'm going there.
I rest my
but
case.
I would hope she... Okay, I hear you. But I'm just saying, like, wouldn't... I mean, if I'm still a man of God, would she not, you know, still follow me when I get there?
Why should she point. Follow you, period? And what makes you think she will since you're willing to follow her?
Well, she doesn't. I'll just say the
you're
hell with her and I'll.
You're proving
I'll
to her that you're willing to follow her. She doesn't need to make any changes.
I don't know. I think she would have to in order to adapt
Why?
To my lifestyle.
Why?
Because she would have to bring value to my life.
What
That's
value?
Aside from
what
just...
value does she need to bring? And what can she bring? What value does she have to bring to your life?
Cooking and cleaning and having babies.
That's amazing.
Maybe. You
and
know.
So, you're, because of time, your question for me is what?
God. I mean, I guess like before, you know, should I or should I not consider it? And you basically answered no. So, I mean, I guess well, I don't have really a question at this
well,
point.
Well, I didn't tell you no and I didn't tell you yes, but what I do promise you, if you follow this
Jesus,
woman.
Help me, please.
If you do what you want, though, I'm just telling you,
no,
it's going to happen.
I hear you. I hear you.
If you move
know,
to California to be with this woman, it's not going to work. You're going to
Jesse,
gonna
I've
be,
been watching you for
it's
going to
be two
years,
devils
man.
Getting together, and all you're going to ever do is fight, and she would never respect you because you went to her. It's not going to work. Now, give it. I'm not telling you not to try it, and I'm not telling you not to move to California. But I am telling
man,
you, I am telling you, it's not going to work.
There's no way?
No way.
No matter what I do, no,
no
matter if it's like I get there and I still hold up, you know, hold my own and I don't
How are you
going to
hold your own? You've
me.
Already been weak. You're giving up your own already to move to the woman.
So if she challenges me, you don't think there's any way I could
well,
stand
she
up?
She doesn't
and
need to challenge you. She's already challenging you. You say yes.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, she didn't, like, suggest it. I said, hey, you know, would you ever be open to
she
that idea?
She didn't have to suggest.
About...
She told you why she couldn't move to you. So you...
That was after,
so
though.
So it would look like you're making that decision. But listen, because of time, again...
I hear you.
If you want to go, go. If you don't, yeah. don't. But it's not going to work.
I hear you. I hear you, man. Honestly, I hear you. No, I mean, you've always given solid advice, so, you know, I'll take that, you know, and I'll smoke on it, as you say.
So when would I? So, when are you moving to California?
That'd be like next year, maybe March time frame, end of March.
I wish you well, man, but it's not going to work.
Okay.
But you may have to go down that road to find out for yourself. That's why I'm not judging you. I'm not mad. If you want to do it, you do it. But I'm telling you, every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
He suffers, yeah. Lord, have mercy, please. All right.
You said, Lord, have mercy,
well,
please?
Yeah, please. No, I'm just, man, because I already know. You know, I've been, like I said, 6 years listening to you. I've been in three relationships, called about all three of them to you. You've never been wrong, so, you know, I don't want to. Not take your advice, man, but this one feels different, but, you know, the devil's a lie, so, you know.
Every one
to...
of them felt differently when you met them.
They did, yeah.
And you
That's
consult
the
with the devil. He told you this one is better. This one is better than that first one. This is more Christian. Yep. This is more than. And you.
Come on.
This one is more up your alley. She's going to have
on,
the children
man.
She's willing. You keep consulting
Come
with
on,
the
man.
Devil. And you keep consulting with the devil, and he keep giving you lies, and he laughs at you.
Jesus, help me, please. Yeah, you're right.
Why
you're
do
right
you
now.
Keep, when you said Jesus, help me, please, what do you mean?
I just mean, help me see the light, you know, help me see the truth. Help me stop, like, living in darkness and spinning in circles, you know, looking for the light. You
Why
know,
don't you surrender
there,
you know? And let him do that?
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I really am. I have
but you're
to
not
surrender
trying.
A lot more.
You're putting a woman before God. Your first mind, your mind is not set on God and on truth at all time. It's set on the woman. That's why you keep making the same mistake.
Damn.
Your mind shouldn't be on anything but truth. But it's on the woman. It's not on God.
I like cheap stuff, right?
You love misery.
And misery, no one loves misery, but misery loves company.
You love misery.
Yeah. Damn, you're right. You're right, Jesse.
And that's why you go from woman to woman because you're consulting with the devil, and the devil tell you, well, give it another try. This one is a little different. This one will stay home and have babies. Don't move. She doesn't have to move to you. You go to her. And you can get a job being an app traffic controller. You're consulting with the devil and not with the truth.
Well, I'm not. At least I'm not a DEI air traffic controller.
You're communicating with the devil and not with the truth.
You're right, man.
But I wish you well, man. I really do, Niger.
Yeah, I'll let you know. But while okay. I'm suffering and dying, I'll let you know. All right.
Suffer and die.
I got the T-shirt and everything, man. So I'm on the same page. I'll try to get it together, man. I promise. I'll
All
let
right.
you know.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
No, I'm suffering that way too.
So you're not doing the silent prayer at all?
No, sir.
Nope. Why did you stop working on yourself?
Man, that's a good question. Just fell away, you know.
Why?
I don't know, just isolation, you know, didn't really have like a way to fellowship a whole lot, you know, and just kind of like, you know, like you said, like made a woman my God and bouncing around here to there doing this and that and just, you know, not doing the right thing.
And do you know it's better not to even start seeking God than to start and get a little light and then fall away from the light and back into the darkness? You're going to go deeper into the darkness than you were before you left it.
Before I left California?
Before you start working on yourself. At one point, you were trying to work on yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you decided not. You stopped, right?
Yep.
You have fallen back deeper into hell, and that pain you're falling back into is greater than the pain that you were overcoming.
That's true.
Why you stop working on yourself, man? That doesn't make sense. I mean, okay, but it does. Why would you go back into hell?
Sometimes I didn't even know I was there, you know, to be honest. You know, kind of like, you know, you think something is kind of like the fix, you know, that's the lie that the devil has, and I'll start working out more, and then, you know, you might start working out more, lose some weight. And then maybe, you know, you get tired, you start eating food, and, oh, you deserve this. Oh, you're a bad person for doing that. And you just get caught up in the lies, you know, going up and down emotionally. And, you know, and I think that's just kind of what happened a little bit, you know. And then it went so bad as, you know, sought out some woman from a state that I used to live in. And so, yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy,
well,
right?
Yeah, it is. But I understand a lot of men and women, they start out and they get a little light, but admitting the devil inside of them, and sometimes the devil outside of them, inside of other people, encouraging them to drop back. Oh, that's not working. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. I wish you well, Niger.
Yeah, I'll call you back. I'll let you know, Mr. Peterson.
All
I appreciate
right,
you, you know, your words of wisdom.
Right on.
All right.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let's do some super chats, and then I get back to the callers.
Super chats.
Super.
Super chats.
BBBEE. I may have asked this one, but I want to make sure. Hi, Jesse. Was wondering if you could clarify what you mean by returning to the Father, and what if some people can't?
I think you asked that yesterday.
Okay.
But there's no such thing as you can't return to the Father. Anyone that wants to return home to the Father can go home. And the only reason they're not doing it because they don't want to. That's the only reason. And the truth is not going to bother them at all. Not going to judge them. Not going to try to fix them or anything if they don't want to go back home to the Father. So there's no such thing as you can't. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, BBBEEE or whatever. Groovin' Five Coffees JLP is on fire this week, giving the imagination the severe beating that it deserves. God bless.
It's amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support. Amazing how to imagine the imagination disguises itself as true reality. That is mind-blowing to me.
Indeed.
Really, it really is. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Groovin'. Greg, 33 Coffees. Yeah. Is this the best place to donate so you get 100% of the donation? He asks.
Where's he donating?
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. It is definitely better than YouTube, because
right.
YouTube, we've heard, takes like 30%, whereas Buy Me a Coffee doesn't take as much.
Right,
I think
on.
It's just a fee.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, so it sounds like yes.
Nikki bought 30 coffees, also generous. I laughed out loud when it landed. Pure clarity. Thank you.
What happened?
When it landed. And I don't know what she's referring to.
Oh, okay.
Which landed.
Thank you.
But thank
amazing.
You, Nikki, as always.
Yeah. Amazing.
ALL Production. His store, Freedom of Speech. Love it. Amazing. Talking about the old man who threw out the Muslim gal who was recording him.
He has a right to do it. That's his business. Oh, and what I wanted to say about, we played this song about yesterday of a white man throwing this Muslim female out of his store. He's like, get out of here. You're nothing but trouble. Go away. And it reminded me of during the so-called civil rights movement when the blacks were trying to force themselves into white businesses, private businesses. And they would go and sit at the countertop because their leaders told them to do it. And they would try to force the white people to serve them. And some white people didn't want to do it. They don't want to be forced into that. And they would try to make them do it. That situation reminded me, in America, folks, when you own your own business and it's not a government thing, you have a right to serve who you want or not. And you're not wrong for that. And so this situation reminded me of that. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. ALL Fazul says, Father's love is amazing. Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. He is blessing us, and thank you for your support.
Funny Willis something. Tony from California. He black and slow. What the? Eye roll emoji.
Yeah, Tony is a mess. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Crowbar the Skull says, take no thought or feeling. He's been a member for a couple of months now. From how others treat you, give no thought or feeling to how you treat others. Biblical question.
Thank you for responding to that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
David says, Jesse, I saw you wearing a Ferrari polo the other day. Are you a fellow F1 fan, or was it just a cool shirt? Go Haas, the USA team.
It must be a cool shirt, because I had no idea what you're talking about. What's a Ferrari?
A Ferrari?
Like a car?
Yeah, it's a car.
Oh, no.
I think it was those fake logos, maybe. Not sure. Or maybe it was a real Ferrari shirt.
Oh, I think I did have a Ferrari. I do have a Ferrari shirt. No, it was just a shirt to me. But thank you. Amazing.
Richard, 7 Coffees. Hello, JLP. Everyone can agree this show is amazing, but I couldn't help but wonder if Satan knew that God's son would be far more powerful than he and that he was also human. Would the Son of Man have caused the beta to become so ticked? he asks.
I don't understand that question.
I don't either.
The question's all messed up. And it's not clear. You got so many messed up stuff in there. Make it clear for me, all right? Either call me at 888-7753-773, or with your super chat, make the question a little clearer.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Eric, five coffees. Know thyself. Knowing yourself is being yourself. There's nothing to know. Be the presence, says Eric.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. When I used to hear men call a woman a B word, spells it all the way out, the B word.
What's a B word?
Itch bay.
Itch bay? What's an itch bay?
That's, you don't know pig Latin?
No.
Well, we'll move on. Or say it's okay to slap a woman. My thoughts was they are gay. But when people try to label you like that, how do you handle that?
Itch bay?
No, when you hear men call a woman a bitch, or say
oh,
it's
you
okay.
Said the word.
Now you trapped me.
And your mother heard it.
Not necessarily. Close your mouth. Anchor baby has his mouth all open wide.
You said the word.
And I said it to her face.
To your mother?
No, I'm kidding. No, of course not. Never. Ooh, I'm getting sweaty. You're stepping all over this person's coffee.
You said
trying
the
to say something serious.
You said the word. And you're like a homegrown Christian.
Turn on the AC.
What the?
Calm down.
You turned all sweaty and red and pink. You got red in your shirt you have on right now. Oh, beta.
I can't even say alpha.
But go ahead.
Hello, sir. When I used to hear men call women a woman a bitch or say it's okay to slap a woman, my thoughts was they are gay. When people try to label you like that, how do you handle that?
I never knew that. I didn't know the word bitch was a bad word until I started doing the show and hate started working here. Because in the good old days, men and women said that all the time. When a woman would act like a mad dog, a mad female dog, and they would say, she's acting like a bitch. She's angry. Mm-hmm. Meant that she was acting like an angry dog. I never knew it was a bad thing, really. So don't worry about it.
It may not have been a bad thing.
I don't think it has. Well, I think because women were allowed to vote, they changed everything. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you, someone. Stay out of your head. So, Callus, two waving hands emoji, dark skinned. Medium dark skin, not full blown.
Waving hands mean hello.
Yeah, hi. Oh,
nice. Thank you.
Oh, that's over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Uncle Ruckus says the moon reflects Earth's continents. Also, why did no one ever see an asteroid hit the moon in 8,000 years, almost like it ran away from an explosion, says Uncle Ruckus.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to get you some calls.
Okay.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Colorado and talk to the first time caller, Stetson, you are on the air. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. This is my first time ever calling into a show.
Welcome.
So my heart rate is pounding.
This is
right
your
now.
First time ever calling any show or this show?
Yes, any show ever.
And now your heart is pounding?
Yes. The decision I have to make this week, so that plays into it too.
Let me take a quick break, and I'm coming right back to you, all right?
Got it.
And in the meantime, take a breath and let your heart calm down.
Okay.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Check out our fundraiser drive. We have a fundraiser drive going there. We need your support. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Help us to help others as you've been helped. And even with our enemies, help us to help others. All right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Amazing. And check out Happy White Hirsi merch. Happy White Hirsi merch. And bar merch, all kind of merch in the same location. Punchy's Coffee. Amazing merch. Mugs. Happy White Hirsi mugs. And shirts. And then we have Punchy's Coffee. All kind of stuff there. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Shout-outs. Go to Kemia. Happy birthday shout outs or wedding shout out, encouragement, whatever the shout out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Amazing shout outs. Oh, amazing. Let me go back to first time call out of Colorado, Stetson. Stetson. You're on the air. Let's go for it.
Okay. So I started listening to you in December. My mom told me that I should listen to you, and you were speaking to me almost like directly with a lot of stuff that you were saying, and it solidified a lot of stuff. I went and forgave my mother and my father for what has happened over my life and my resentment and anger towards them. I thought that was going to fix it, but it kind of didn't. So then I continued on with this life and just chug along doing the same stuff. And then I just, doors were shutting in my life and a door opened to go to a discipleship training school. And I took that opportunity and because I felt the doors were opening and I sold all my stuff. I sold my property. I gave away the rest of my stuff that I couldn't bring with me. I was like, I am fully committed into this discipleship training because I felt this is what I needed in my life to go help spread the word and like what I was feeling. And now that I'm here, I've been here for 2.5 weeks now. And what they were saying kind of from the beginning and how they were advertising it and where they were leading to is kind of, it's not what I'm experiencing. And a lot of the stuff that I follow in the Bible and what I feel new in the Old Testament and listening to different sermons, different preachers, listening to you, it's not aligning. One of the big ones that kind of like gave me the red flag was like the first week, this girl, the majority of them are between 17 to 22, and I'm 37. So there's like an age gap difference, a generation gap difference, which I fully expected coming here, but I just didn't know it was going to be that drastic, because these are the 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, but they're acting and behaving as if they're middle schoolers. And it just blew me away. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, okay, before you judge somebody, look at yourself. How are you? How are you were then? Like, yes, I'm a sinner. I've repented. I've done dumb stuff. I get that. But these 18, 19-year-olds, they're acting like they're in middle school. And it just kind of like, it floored me for a bit. And they're all about having the presence of God and the Holy Spirit direct through them. And I'm like, I'm a believer in that. I believe that, but it needs to be guided in a way. And one of these girls, she said that she's like, oh, I was speaking in tongues for the first time and everybody was all celebrating about it. And myself thought like, we need to make sure that this is being guided in the right way, because it could be a manipulation of, it's not actually the Holy Spirit, but I don't know. I figured that they knew because they are here and they're working here. Well, then the following week, one of the big no-nos here is to not get into a relationship with anybody while you're here. Well, her and my roommate had sex within the first week, and everybody knew that it was going on, and then they were lying about it, and he was lying to me about what he was doing, because he's like, oh, I'm sick. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, you can stay up late at night, but you miss chores, you miss workouts, and now you're affecting me because you're supposed to be my partner and you're not here. Like, what? But everybody would say, like, well, he's 17 years old. Like, I get that, but we're still here for this. And I am paying money, my own money, versus them. Their parents are paying for them. So this is just like a summer vacation for them, and it's not for me. Well, after they had sex, they got caught. And, well, I actually caught them outside. I'm like, what are you guys doing out here at 12:30 at night? And they both said, like, oh, we're just going on a spiritual walk. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Like, whatever. Like, I got to go back to bed. I can't even go to sleep right now. And I can't sleep. Oh. I'm dropping weight. I have canker sores breaking out. And then all of a sudden, the next day, she's gone and he's gone. Well, come to find out, this girl is trying to conjure a demon in the school, and all the staff just left, and they're all dealing with that at the time, while I had this other meeting with another person, and this lady was saying she was supposed to be like a coach guidance counselor. So I'm like, okay, well, this lady knows what she's talking about. And she's talking to me, I'm like, I don't think she's like having me sign this written consent about like pay. I'm like, this is free. Like, why do I need to sign this? And she's like, well, I need hours to get my certification to charge people. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a guinea pig. I'm not your case study. And I opened up and I shared with her too much, too fast. And I regret doing that, because then she used those words and spun them around and started like kind of being like, how I am not. Since I had such a bad childhood growing up and I don't know the love of God, that I can't work with children, or like I'm not a good person for that. And versus what everybody has told me is how I do have a heart for God, and I do love and appreciate children. And I think that they need to be protected the most. And I think that I would be a good example, because I know what to see. And the little kids, they love being me. And like at my church that I served at, I worked in the kids department for 2.5 years. And I watched these kids grow up and they all adored me. So what she was saying wasn't registering. And then the whole speaking in tongues, and then all of a sudden she's trying to conjure a demon. but they wanted to let her stay and like, oh, we believe in all forgiveness and everything. I'm like, okay, I agree with that to an extent, but this is kind of pushing the boundaries here, and like, there's no guidelines on anything. And then I went to like, they're like, oh, this is how you're going to do a Bible study. And I was like, okay, these people know what they're talking about. Well, I was yet again wrong, because I go there and I realize that they don't know what they're talking about. And one of the ladies that's leading it, she was just saying like, oh, we need to pray over how our government is treating all of these immigrants so poorly. And I'm looking at her like, what? Like, I can't pray that because I don't agree with you. But they're like, no, you need to pray this. And I'm like, okay, I guess maybe I'm wrong. And then last night, it was the same lady. I saw my first furry the other day, and I was just like, whoa, this is a weird situation. And then that topic came up, and then she was just saying how much that she loves transgenders. And I had to ask her, like, what do you mean by that? And she was just saying, I love transgenders. Like, they're still people of God. They can be loved. Jesus still loves them. And I said, what about the Bible saying, like, if you reject me and if you hate me, then I will hate you all, then I can't love you. What? And she told me, she's like, you don't know their heart. You don't know that they hate God. I was like, they're being very open and defiant against him. And there are no...
Let me do this in Cosmo Tab. Are you there right now? Are you still living there?
Yes, I'm here. And then I talked to him yesterday. I said what was going on, what I'm telling you. Okay. And I told him, like, I kind of feel uncomfortable. I gave him till Friday to make a decision.
And what decision you want them to make? Oh, you gave the decision for you to make a decision.
Yeah, so I'm like, I can stay, I can go, I don't have to be here, it's on my dime.
So you paid to be there?
Yes.
Amazing. And so did you say that you sold your property to go there?
Yes.
You sold your land to go to some, what was it?
It's YWAM, it's a discipleship training school.
And what is that exactly?
It is where they teach you how to be a disciple and to show you how to be a disciple into the world, and they send you out on mission.
And so because what is a disciple?
A disciple is somebody who goes and spreads the word of Jesus to the people in the world.
Why do you need to be trained to do that?
That's what I'm realizing right now. I'm like, why do I need to be trained in doing this? Because I'm here, and I'm like, why? I came here to learn, and why does it feel as if I know more than you? I'm like, what are we doing here?
And so you're like an adult. You're 30-something, so as an adult, you were going to be trained to be a disciple, right?
Yeah.
And then the kids, it sounds like a lot of young people there, are they being trained to be disciples too?
Yes.
Really?
By other young people.
I'm sorry?
By other young people.
And so there are a group of older people there like you being trained, and then there are a group of young kids being trained by other young people.
No. It's pretty much me. I'm the oldest one, and one of the oldest staff is 34.
So why did you...
The rest of them are like 25, 26.
Really? And so... Well, how could someone convince you to sell your land to go to something that dumb?
Oh, no. So it's just like I needed to get out of the situation that I was in.
You needed to get out of the land situation anyway?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So you wanted out of that.
And I wanted to move, and I wanted out of that, and like this door opened before any of that happened. So I was just like, okay, here I go. And now I'm just thinking, maybe this is just a stepping stone for where I'm going next, but they're saying like you can just push through and get through this. I'm like, you guys are not aligned on some biblical stuff that I don't agree with.
So what's your
and
question for really me?
Is it going to be like, I guess I just need some advice. Like, should I leave and like not take it personal that I failed at this and I came here and I realized this wasn't for me, and I'm still going to move on with my life, but should I, since I do feel uncomfortable, should I pull back and be like, you know, I can't do this?
Well, number one is you definitely shouldn't judge yourself for walking into darkness like that. That is, because going there doesn't make any sense at all. It would definitely a dumb mistake. Number two, it's up to you to stay or go, but I don't see why you want to stay, to be honest with you. The decision has already been made for you, and that there's nothing going on there that can help you. It was a mistake. And why can't you see in that mistake you need to get out of there?
That's, I just needed to hear it from, I've talked to other people about it, and they said, it's okay if you leave. And I just needed to hear it from somebody such as yourself that is removed from my situation to be like, what are you doing? I'm like, that's what,
but
like,
why don't
I
you
made
just
a mistake.
See, why don't you just see for yourself, wow, I didn't see what I was getting into. I now see I'm out of here. Why do you just see that for yourself and just do it? Why couldn't you just see and do?
Because I am the pridefulness in me, not wanting to be wrong about it. And it's just like,
but
no,
if you
just
see
need to,
that you should not have gone and that is not working, how is that pride?
Because I guess I would stay and fight through it just to prove that I can do it. Even
why?
Though, because I am bullheaded in that regard, and I don't like to quit on things, and I feel as if I would be a quitter if I left.
But you would, if you're seeing that it was a mistake, the seeing come from God, right? If you see clearly,
yes,
you see, wow, this was a mistake. I didn't see what I was getting into.
Correct.
There's no pride into that. As long as you stay away from judging yourself, don't judge yourself, or don't judge them, just realize it's not for you, and move on. There's no pride in that.
Okay, and that was like the biggest thing. Also, is like I'm not judging them. I judge myself a lot harsher, which is something I continue to need to work on.
Yeah,
and
how do you judge yourself?
By my failures. It's like if I don't feel as if I'm living up to a godly expectation or what Christ is asking, and if I falter at all, then I'm just a failure.
And
I'm like, no, and that's going through this discipleship, like, well, maybe this will help keep me on the line, and like, I'll be doing good. And it's like, I'm not being myself.
When did God require you to live up to anything?
I'm not really sure. I think I just put that on myself.
And why?
To live up to.
Because God doesn't require you to live up to. You can't live up to anything. Why would you put that on yourself?
Because I thought that's what I needed to do to be a righteous person and to be a godly person.
But you've been doing that all your life, and you yet have not become a righteous person. Have you noticed that?
Yes. It's like the harder I try, it's like the harder I the worse I fail.
So in knowing that, why don't you stop trying?
Because I feel like I need to work all the time, and it's hard for me to rest, even in my mental state.
But you've already been, all your life, you've been trying to live up to this standard or that standard, and it's not working. What would happen if you stopped trying to live up to anything?
That would be, I have no idea if I tried to do that.
Why don't you try that, since the way you've been doing it all your life is not working? Why don't you try not living up to anything and just live?
That's what I wanted to do. Oh, yes, that's what I need to do, and I need to work on that. It's just like, it's hard for me to find rest in that, because I'm like, I feel like I need to do something. It's like, no, you don't. You just need to not try so hard.
You need not to try at all. There's
okay.
Not one person on earth, not one anywhere in the earth, that have tried to live up to something and were able to do it. You can't live up to anything because there's nothing to live up to. You're not required to live up to anything. You're required to live. Christ
That's
came
awesome.
That,
I needed to hear that.
Christ came that you may have life. He didn't come that you may live up to life. He said you may have life. Just live and just be. Why don't you just be yourself? Just be.
I guess that's one thing I don't know how to do.
Okay,
I understand. Just live and just be. It's like, okay, how do you just live and just be?
Okay. First, let me ask, and then I'll tell you how to just be. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a child of God in my mind. And that's about all I can really say. I mean, like, obviously, yes, I'm Stetson. I've done all these things, but those are meaningless at this point.
And so you told me who you belong to. You say you belong to God. You told me your name. But who are you?
Who am I? That is one thing I'm searching for. Like, who am I? Like, well, I'm this, I'm that. I mean, I can be anything I want to be.
But you're none of those things that you have tried to be and wanted to be.
No.
So why would you try to be those things?
It was the pressure from the world and the world telling me, like, this is what you need to be successful. This is what you
Absolutely.
Need to be. This is what you need to be.
The world
and I became that. And it was just a lie. I'm like, geez, well, this is a really hard pill to swallow.
They lied to you. Your parents lied to you.
Yes.
You don't need to be anything. You earn a living, have a little roof over your head, a piece of cornbread and some water, and living in a hut, and you'll be fine. But you don't know who you are, and that's the problem. You think you're this, you think you're that, you think you belong to God, and you got all these things going on. If you drop thinking, and the way that you become who, if you really want to know who you are, you got to see who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, the good or the bad. You're not your body. You're not what you think you want. You're not your job. You're none of those things. You got to overcome those identities, and when you go through the hell of dying from those things, you will know you. When the false self disappear, the ego self, which is evil, the real you will appear. Right now, you're only aware of the false self, and you're trying to live up to something that's not even real. You can never live up to anything.
Yes, and I just feel exactly, because I'm putting a bunch of unneeded pressure on myself to live up to something that I can never live up to.
That not only you, me, or no one in the world can live up to it, and that's why everyone is failing in life, because they've been taught wrong by their parents and the teachers and the experts and the preachers. Oh, you need to be this. You need to be a Christian. You need to be this. You need to be a professor. You need to get a degree. They've lied to you. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I was doing it, and like I'm still doing it, but it's more of me and God, and just it's me just praying, being like, God, what am I doing right now? Like, give me guidance. Tell me what to do. I'm freaking out, and so it's a prayer, but it's not very. It was silent, but since I've been here, it is not silent. Because there are so many other noises going on. It's like, where did this
hold
go?
On.
And like, I'm trying.
Hold on. Can you hold session?
Yes.
Hold on, buddy. What a mess. His life is everybody's life. He's not the only one going through this. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. The National Guard here in California, some of them are getting let off to do their own thing or whatever, because they were mobilized by our greatest president to deal with the riots and insurrection over the ICE raids. The ICE raids, did it kill traffic? Because yesterday traffic was very light, surprisingly, at 4 or 5 p.m. Very nice. And the DOD, there's a bunch of contracts for these with these different AI companies, I guess. And there's this group of like 75 or something, ex-judges or something, who are against Trump's top guy, a pick for another judgeship. Nice, a lifetime judgeship. And this communist guy, I'm calling him a communist, he's a democratic socialist, Bernie Sanders, lying Bernie Sanders, typical, not an honest person, lying about the billionaires. He's smearing billionaires. We stand up for billionaires. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 AD. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. More great stories. Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour, as well as your super chats. We do see them. We do see them, and we shall read them when we can, okay? It is Hake News on Fake News, all right? After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor, baby. He did not go hijack that Cessna in Vancouver, I don't think, okay? Don't even bring it up. Anyway, the National Guard. Trump administration has released 2,000 National Guard members from their federal protection mission. I shouldn't mock quote it. I shouldn't scare quote it. My bad. It was an old habit. In Los Angeles, federal protection mission in Los Angeles. On June 7th, Trump deployed 2,000 National Guard members against the wishes of the California beta governor and LA's so-called mayor, that black woman, sort of light-skinned black, communist, in response to immigration protests. Several days later, he deployed an additional 2,000 members to help quell demonstrations. L.A. so-called mayor Karen Bass praised the cut in the National Guard ranks and described it as a retreat. Oh, give me a break. I hope the administration heard that, Bass said. Karen, our soldiers are trained to fight and kill foreign enemies in foreign lands. There was never a need for them here before, and there isn't a need for them now, she said. Lying. And the Department of Defense, the DOD, has awarded contracts of up to $200 million each for OpenAI, I think that's ChatGPT, Alphabet's Google, Anthropic, and Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company, AI. I mean, XAI. So said the agency Department of Defense on Monday. Doug Matty, the DOD's chief digital and AI officer, he said the deals will help the agency develop AI workflows and will address critical national security challenges. Elon Musk's XAI announced Monday they were making a suite of their products called Grok for Government. Isn't that nice? Available to federal, local, state, and national security customers. Just 1 week ago, XAI's chatbot Grok pushed what Commie Nonsense Network claims is anti-Semitic. All one word, no hyphen, to pretend like it's real. Anti-Semitic tropes. In its response to some users' queries, you may have seen that covered on American Anchor Baby, who is an objective observer. When asked by a user, who is controlling the government? I disavow that question. The bot replied with an answer containing even more anti-Jewish tropes. It's terrible. But anyway, nice. Oh, by the way, 75 plus former federal and state so-called judges, the scum of the earth probably, right, have called on the Senate Judiciary Committee to reject the nomination of Emile Bove, B-O-V-E. Hopefully I'm not butchering his name. President Trump's former personal attorney to an appeals court judgeship. He's the one who pushed for deportations, sort of regardless of these dumb judges. Which sounds like a good thing. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour 3.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Amazing, huh? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. A Mamma Mia. It's for those who want to overcome their misery and just know that human nature, human beings are evil. There's nothing good about them. And they love their misery. And they love trying to make someone else feel the way they feel so they can get a thrill. And they call that thrill life because it feels good. They think it's life. So it's not for those people who don't want to overcome their hell. Really, I stay in your hell. I wish you well. It's for those men and women who want to really overcome by knowing themselves. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? How people treat you or how you treat them? That question is like bring it home, shake it up. Ground the coffee or coffee beans. It's so amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter what, and you would like to listen to the show while you're doing what you're doing, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP. Talk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of the show on Wednesday. Let it be known. Let it be written. Let it be said. Every Wednesday, third hour is and will always be manhood. Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I be missing my kids' life, and I work a lot. So I be having to provide for them, and I really don't be having time to spend with them. And it hurts me a lot.
You're looking out for us, right?
Because, you know, you have people who don't want to leave their homes, who are not going to work, and they are in need of cash.
You looking out for yourself instead of looking out for us.
I was wrongfully treated today at work. My name kept getting called. I was doing a great job. I kept getting sabotaged, tempted, so my button can get pressed and I can go out of character.
And I said, are you gonna move the fuck?
Let the universe show them what's next. And there will be hell to pay for that.
The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
Yep. The great white hope. The world is a mess. It really is. A mess. Hell on earth. You just see hell's on earth in those openings. Hell on earth. What y'all don't realize yet, and you will if you start to see what's going on in you. If you could see the hell in you, you will see heaven. But you got to see hell first. You got to go through the hell in order to get to heaven. It's not going to happen any other way. You can bank on that. You can pray to the Lord until the cows come home. You can lift up holy hands. You can become a disciple. You can read the Bible till you're black and blue in the face. But until you see the hell in you and go through the hell, you will never have perfect peace. You will always have misery. And you'll make up excuses. Oh, everybody angry. It's okay to be angry. No one has perfect peace. You'll make up excuses. You become a victim of evil. As the great White Hope just said, the world is a mess. What a mess. So just suffer and die. All angry people are suffering and dying, but they call it life. Isn't that amazing? I want to go back to Stetson, and he's gone through a lot. He went to a Bible Christian organization, a youth thing, to become a disciple. And what a mess, according to him, he's gone through. Stetson.
Yes.
Thanks for holding. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, right? Get out of there immediately. Now that you see you should not have gone, get out of there. Run, don't walk, but rush and get away from there. Go back to the silent prayer and pay attention to what's happening inside of you. The kingdom of heaven is within, right? Watch those thoughts and emotions. Don't call them you ever again. You're not your thoughts. The good ones, the so-called good ones or the bad ones, you're not your thoughts. You're not your body. And just become aware of that and stop calling it you. And then all of your ideas, if you want to know God, you got to forget about God. You got to stop all ideas that you have about him. Everything that you've been taught by him, about him, are just ideas. And words. If you want to know God, you got to forget about God. And the Father will reveal himself to you. And it will be amazing. Because those ideas you have about God, you're trying to live up to them, and they're just ideas. Ideas about God is not knowing God. An idea is just an idea. It does nothing for you but keep you away from God. So you got to stop trying to live up to anything. And just be. And just live your life. And the Father will guide you.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping you would allude to. So, cornbread and water is good with me.
You should, don't compare yourself to anyone. God does not require you to have the biggest mansion on the planet or most money than anyone else, more money than anyone, to be like anyone or be loved by anyone or anything. God doesn't require any of those things. You've been set up. Oh, you need to be married. You need to have a family. You need this and that. You've been lied to.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
And so what will happen when you let all that go, the Father, the truth, will give you a clear mind. He will clear your mind. And you would just live your life, and you would be your own. You would be in charge of your own world inside of you, and you would have an amazing life because you would be finally living without any ideas. You just be.
Yes, and I don't want to live in this hell anymore.
You got to die from that ego. That's the nature. Christ said that God would give you a new nature. The nature that you live in is the nature of evil. That's the nature of devil. It's not your nature is evil. The Father will get rid of that, and he will replace that nature with his nature, and his nature is perfect love.
Yes. Thank you so much for that wisdom. I just needed to hear that.
So
from somebody else.
Go back to doing the silent prayer morning and night and practice being present rather than in your head thinking about the past or the future or what has happened or what will happen. God is not into time. He is into right here, right now, all the time. He is not in time. He's always present. But you got to let that ego nature die. So practice being present. Go back to get a job, buy yourself a little piece of land if you want, whatever. But just live your life and don't be like anyone. Don't compare yourself or anything. But don't be angry. Wish everybody else well because they have a right to live in their misery. But you don't have to be a part of their misery any longer.
Awesome. I don't want to.
And so walk away from it.
Okay.
And never tell.
Thank you very much.
Never tell a woman your problem. Another woman. Never be.
Oh, yeah. The words came out of my mouth, and I was like, oh, Jesse's going to be pissed.
Never tell another woman your problem.
Yeah.
So you're on your way now. Because you have seen what is not working and cannot work and will not work. So now that you give up, surrender, God only requires that you surrender to the truth 100%. I can't fix myself. I can't change my nature. I can't do this. God, I surrender to you. And let him change. He would take away all of those things and change your nature.
Awesome. Thank you.
You stay with it, stay with it. You're on your way now because you have seen what's not working, what cannot work and ain't going to work. So you're on your way, so be patient. Most people don't ever see what you see. So you're on your way.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
I wish you well.
Yes. Thank you again. All right. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. That is a man that's on his way to perfect peace. He's been honest about what has happened to him, what he's done. He can see that it's not working. He's been living up to trying to make it work. Most people never see that. They're so stupid because angry people are stupid. Don't you see how stupid you are as an angry person? Look at what you've done as an angry person to your own self. Angry people are mentally ill because their nature, they are evil. They are evil. I want to give you another quick example. Then I get back to the phones here of hell on earth. This is hell right here on earth. Y'all are like, oh, I don't want to die. I'm afraid to die. I don't want to go to hell. You're already in hell. Really, you're already in hell. You should be saying, I want to come out of hell into heaven. You can do it while you live, but it's up to you. You can be calling people racist. You can be attacking people, calling them names so you can get your thrill. You can be judging yourself and others for your thrill. That's up to you. Living your own hell. I want to give you another example of hell on earth. That is every human nature. Really, different situation, but the same evil spirit. And it's amazing to me, too, how cunning human beings are. How wicked human beings. I had no idea, really. I'm just learning this over the years as I work on myself. I didn't know human beings were this evil. And they're so quick to say that they're good. And when they say they're good, they're really saying they're evil. Because there's nothing good in human beings. Zero. You wouldn't find good. It would be like looking for gold inside of a human body. Why is this hell on earth? Here's a video of a female at a Hampton, Virginia Walmart who refused to pay for her nails and was confronted by a customer. Why is this on X?
Hey, settle down right now.
Relax.
Are you security?
I am security. I'm
back
alive.
Up! No. You're in uniform, no. F- you and get the f- out of my baby's got the change on, put your f- two trunks, you're gonna get rocked out, rock the f- free.
Doing
nail
bump.
Holy, hey,
amazing, huh? And you said anger is good. Jesus was angry. Anger is good. You call good evil and evil good. May God have mercy on your soul. And you think because you're evil, angry, that Jesus was like you. That's evil. That's hell right there on earth. That woman is in hell. And she's trying to inflict on others what's happening on the inside of her. Do not resent her, though. She can't help it. She's asleep. Spitting in the man's face, it appears that she spat in his face. She should be arrested. Call the police, lock her up, and throw away the key. Really? Leave her in there. And she assaulted him. Why did he assault her back? Why are he going to stand there and let her do that to him? There's no rule that says you cannot defend yourself. Men, and they have been told the men to let the woman do whatever she wants to you. That's why that bitch spit in his face. Because you know the law is on her side. You can't hit a woman, but the woman can hit you. That's insane. And you're a fool if you allow that to happen. You're weak. You're beta. Go to jail. You're defending yourself. That is insane. Hell on earth. You, and I promise you, can have perfect peace on earth. And yes, evil children of sin are going to try to attack you because they can't handle the peace in you. They are unhappy. And they'll go after you to try to make themselves feel better. It's like a drug. But, and I want to show you something that was said about a golfer. And when I heard this, and I just heard it this morning, and so I didn't hear the whole thing because as I was leaving, it was being reported on the news. This is so right on the money that it's mind-blowing, and I've never, I don't know if I ever, so I can't say never, ever, ever. It's interesting to hear this from a person that all would think is winning. They would think this guy is winning, but he realized he's not. Do you realize in your life you're not winning, that you're losing? You're not winning. There's nothing to win. If you want to be a winner in life, you got to stop trying to win. Don't try to win. Don't fight. Don't try to win, and you will become a winner. This is so amazing to me. I wanted to share it with you. This is Manhood Hour. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. Woman over children. But ladies, that doesn't mean the man is responsible for you returning to the Father. That's on you. A man cannot take you back to the Father. You got to forgive your mothers because you're just like your mama. And you do the same to your children. Forgive your mother and your father. You're responsible for your psychological, emotional condition, all right? But I want you to hear men and women, this guy. This is from Sky Sport Golf. And this is probably one of the best golfer opening interviews I ever seen, to be honest, that I can remember. If I have, I just don't remember. This guy is called, his name, Scotty Scheffler. Scheffler. He insists he could not care less about being favored for the opening this week. But restless daily. Watch this from Sky Sports Golf.
I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. And then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world and then they're like, what's the point? And, you know, I really do believe that, because, you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. Because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won two majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? So we really do. We work so hard for such little moments. And, you know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point.
That's so deep, I don't even know what to do with it. That's so deep, I don't even know what to do with it. But say amen. 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 That's deep. That's every human being on this planet. What's the point? You get to where you think you want to get, and then what's the point? You're still lost. He says that he's putting his he's putting family over golf. Why is this?
You know, that's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be all end all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me.
I have never heard, except for the great white hope, of course, I've never heard a person like speaking that way about real reality. Really. This man's telling you the truth. And that's rare in the professional world. Compare that with Jasmine Cricket. Jasmine Cricket would never tell you the truth like that, because she doesn't know it. She doesn't even know it exists. Here's where he says, ignoring wins and count and staying present is important to him. Watch this.
It doesn't really change year by year. You know, I don't look at wins and losses or stuff like that. I don't sit down at the beginning of the year and say, I want to win X number of times. I want to win this many majors. I want to win this many tour events. That's not something that I do. That's not something that works for me. You know, I have some dreams and aspirations that I'm always striving towards, but at the end of the day, I try to stay present. I try to practice hard each and every day. And I feel like for me, when I start looking too far into the future, I think I'm a bit of a procrastinator. That's how I always was in school. And so if it's like, if I wanted to look at my career and say, I want to win, let's say, five majors, you know, I think sometimes when you're a human, you just have that invincibility where you're like, I'm just going to play professional golf my whole life. Like, this stage is never going to end. But, you know, ultimately it's not, and I'm only going to be doing this for a finite amount of time. And so what works best for me is just to stay present, continue to put in the work, which I would argue is probably the most fun part for me. I love being able to practice, and that's what I enjoy doing, and you know, just trying to get the most out of myself each day.
Amazing. Right on, sir. He's telling you the truth. And this guy, according to this report, Wikipedia, Scotty is currently ranked world number one in the official world golf ranking. Official world golf ranking. And has that position for over, it has held that position for over 100 weeks. That's according to Wikipedia. And he's like, what for? For a moment's thrill. It's like human beings who attack other human beings who gossip and they laugh and they get a thrill. It's a moment thrill. That's all it is. It's just a moment thrill. Right, happy. Why here she must. That's so deep. You just kind of wanted to just relax for a moment and just let it. You know how wine, people who drink wine, they say you're supposed to, like, put the wine in a glass and let it make the noise while going in the glass. And then you, after a while, you pick the wine up, they say. And then you just kind of look at it. Good wine, right? Look at it. And then you put the wine in your mouth and you just let the wine float around there for a while. And then you drink it. Unless you're a wino. The truth is amazing, folks. He is so right, Scotty. I don't know if he found the truth, but it sure sounds like he's looking for it. He knows that what he's doing ain't it. It's just a moment's pleasure, a thrill. He's like, what's the point? So I win, so I get the trophy, and for one moment I feel a thrill of feeling happy. Then what? I encourage you to do the same thing if you want to be free. Richard is from Germany. Happy White, here's a month, folks. Right on, Scotty. Richard, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse, happy White History Month from Germany. I live here. I'm not from here, but retired military. How are you, sir?
All is well, all the way from Germany. Happy White History Month, Richard.
Yes, again, happy White History Month. I wanted to, I told Derek, I said, well, wish him a happy History Month, but then also testify to that the power of the silent prayer, which was just starting several months ago, and whatever anger, whatever resentment, and resentment's a big one, all of that had dropped, along with when I was in Florida several months ago, went and forgave my mother. Having the resentment I had with her because I was raised by a single mother or divorced mother. And then, it was what you had said over the years just made so much sense to where I didn't even have to think about it anymore because when I'm thinking, I'm not living.
Yeah.
And the silent prayer was the key to this all. And it is just an absolute, it's amazing.
Amazing. Right on, man. You stay with it, though. I had a caller earlier, Niger. He stopped doing the silent prayer, and now he's in misery.
Yeah, it's when we stop working in the solution, and it's just when we have the problems. But I also wanted to answer the biblical question.
Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
Well, treating them, how I treat them is more important because when, especially over the years that I was even aware of anything, when people were treating me well, it fed that ego. Nowadays, because of this silent prayer, how are you going to feed a dead ego? It's gone.
Amazing.
So, treating them is more important. This is why when Jesus said, treat others, he didn't start out with, when they treat you well, then you can treat them. He said, treat others first.
Richard,
anyway, that's all I got, Jesse.
Thank you so much, man. Happy White History Month. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Call me again and tell the folks in Germany, I said, amazing.
Amazing. Guten Tag.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on peel.net. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And then, tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we're having the Women's Forum, ladies. Come on down. It's going to be a hoop nanny of a time. At 11 a.m., every first Thursday night of the month, for ladies only. And then first Thursday night for men only. All right? Men only. I want to quickly give you Happy White History Month, by the way. And I have a quick Happy White History Month moment for you. But first, I got to tell Patty. And Patty, you know who you are. I received the... I had mentioned, I guess, on the air that I love hot, spicy food and peppers and stuff like that. Hot sauce, right? And Patty sent me some hot sauce from Aruba. And Patty, I got it, and I tried it. That hot sauce, number one, is so hot. That it made you want to slap your mama twice. Thank you, Patty. And now, and it's hot. Oh, my Lord, not yours, Lord. Thank you, Patty, all the way from Aruba. Is it Arubia?
Aruba.
Aruba.
Jamaica.
Huh?
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Oh, Aruba is in Jamaica?
No, it's just in those islands, right?
Oh.
To Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down in Kokomo. It's the Beach Boys, man.
I know. I remember that song.
Yeah.
No, I was just listening. I totally love that song.
Right on.
So I know you're talking about Aruba. So thank you, Patty. It is hot. So now I'm wondering, Patty, because I've been told, and I've got a lot of good advice about health and all that kind of stuff since that incident when I fell the other day. I've been told that hot, spicy food is not good for you. Is that true, Hate?
Depends how much fire you already have in you. It can be good, but not too much, I think. Or if you already have, I was told by the look of my red tongue that I have too much fire in me, so I don't need hot sauce.
Fire in the belly.
So I stopped having hot sauce. Now I can't take anything.
So you don't eat hot sauce?
I do still, a little bit, but not like you.
Not like me, don't judge.
I've seen in the kitchen over here.
Don't judge with thoughts,
mm-hmm.
eyes, words, or their gesture. Oh, he drank that hot sauce.
I'm judging with like all five.
I'm starting to think that I am too much into the hot sauce thing. I love hot sauce better, more than the Mexicans.
More than the Mexicans do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love hot sauce more than the Mexicans do. And the Mexicans love hot sauce. Nick, is it bad for your body, too much hot sauce?
Too much of anything is bad. It's one of those things that I don't know I don't know who gave you this advice. And I'm thinking they might be thinking, ooh, sweating, being hot is bad. I don't want Jesse to be hot. Mm-mm. That didn't seem to be too good last time. So stay away from the spicy food. Oh. Maybe they meant something else. That's
It can be a gastric irritant.
I know. I think I kind of feel that when I eat hot sauce now. I feel like I need to take some baking soda so I can digest that.
Soak up that
feeling.
Acid or whatever it is.
Acid burn, yeah. Something. I'm thinking, Anchor Baby, that's what it is.
Well, see, that makes more sense. Wrong.
You mentioned the Mexicans.
Tummy issues, that's when you start paying attention to that.
Right.
Yeah. Ever since I had that issue, I've been paying attention to everything. I don't like the doctors.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
So, but Patty, thank you. I'm going to skip the White History Moment today. I'll do it if the Lord is willing to create the rise. Because of time, I'll do it another time. But Patty, the hot sauce from Aruba is hot. And she said, you only need a couple drops on your food. You're right. But being black is slow. I had to dap a little bit more than a couple drops. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I ate the spicy food. So thank you, Patty. I do appreciate it. Thank you for your love and everything. And I'm glad your life is changing. Right on. Let's do Super Chats. I'll do the White History Moment tomorrow.
Super Chats.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 111 gold pills on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Jasmine Cricket is the best. She was more qualified than all them white peoples.
Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. You're the best. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Always faithful. Uncle Ruckus, they sold drugs on Sesame Street and had homeless. He says.
What the? Thank you.
Jay Z gave a super chat, no message, and a second super chat saying Temet Noske. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. Maybe Anchor Baby knows Latin. Are the specific words you need? Know thyself.
Repeat that.
Temet Noske. Something like that. It's Latin for know thyself.
Oh, okay.
Know yourself.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, yep. JZZ.
Right on.
And he also says, or she, no, the LGBTQ Iraq is leftist virtue signaling. That's right. They were pushing that agenda. Even Sesame Street seemed to be pushing the gay agenda.
It's so dumb. I didn't even understand it. The Sesame thing, street thing. What the? Crazy. Amazing. Thank you.
Kiss Row, inner battle is real.
Thank you. Amazing.
Facts, Kiss Row. Uncle Ruckus, there was a famous woman pilot, and look where she at. You know the story of Amelia Earhart?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
White history.
Where is she?
Lost somewhere. She lives on Gilligan's Island. I don't know. I think she tried to fly around the world and got lost, and we don't know where she is. Oh, she's lost to us. She's not lost to herself. Maybe.
She may be lost in love. I'm lost in love and I don't know why. Thinking about it all the time. I'm lost. I'm lost in love. Amazing. Thank you.
Jizzy Z. Yo, Jesse and team. I only got 12 minutes of international calls left, and this was like over an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago.
Who was that?
So, JZZ. So let me know what time this podcast is regularly on. I will fire this up.
Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, Los Angeles time.
I heard around the world. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Is anything in the physical life a big deal?
No. Zero. Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus Army, coffee. Question, are babies blessings from God? Does Satan have the ability to put babies in the womb? Just curious.
Satan cannot put a baby in the womb. And have you ever seen a baby that was a blessing?
Jill and Lean.
Thank you.
Jill and Lean, answer to the BQ, how you treat others is more important because most of the time how others treat you is a reflection of how you treat them.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Charles says, Ardeen, if you are listening, as a black man, I wished I had parents who took me away from the blacks like your parents did. I also wished I could afford to move to a mostly white area like you did. Stop virtue signaling, old lady. The blacks still hate you.
I can't believe Ardeen mad at her folks for taking her out of the hood. She wanted to be around the blacks so she could have more pain. What's up? Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. Fun fact, the song is Bomb Iran by Vince Vance and the Valiants, released June 4th, 1980.
I remember that. I thought it was a song that said, bomb, 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 right, bomb, Iraq, bomb, 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 Iraq.
Iran.
Iran, I mean. Bomb, 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 Iran. I knew there was a song like that. Thank you.
10 coffees from Eric. Women are sex dealers. Women used to require payment in the form of marriage before sex. Modern women collect marriage on a layaway, providing sex to the consumer up front. This business practice allows marketing to consumers who have no intention of providing payment. In the event of major loss, women declare emotional bankruptcy under the oppressive patriarchy victim bailout fund. The government steps in, placing her sex business back up on its feet.
Amazing. Piffy. Keep it piffy. But thank you. Amazing.
Anthony, a couple of cash apps. Bama Wama Mama Danny from Wonderama. Sounds like it might be a song.
It sounds like it is.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself, says Anthony.
Man, that's a biblical question?
Not necessarily, but maybe.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Elijah with a diamond. Why are black men infatuated with snow bunnies, which is a term for white women?
Because they hate the black woman. And they think the white woman may treat them a little better, and she does for a minute. But sooner or later, they realize they're still being treated in an evil way. I got to stop there, though.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Let me go to Jamil out of New Jersey. Jamil, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
Yeah, so a few Fridays.
Come back to your phone, Jamil.
How about now?
Okay, it's still not the best, but speak up a little bit.
All right. So a few Fridays ago, I talked to you about my ex, well, now my ex. At the time, I was still kind of dating her. And I told you that she's Hispanic, and she kind of got pissed at me because of my stance on this whole ICE raid thing.
And she that got, I she think got that mad at you about what?
The ICE raid.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm black. She thinks because I'm black that I need to stand up for the Mexicans and stuff. So we got into this big argument or whatever, and I kind of decided just to break up with her. I tried to date someone that was a liberal or had different political views with me, and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
But before that was even happening, I started resenting her. She kind of started gaining, like, a lot of weight. She was getting, like, big as a house almost. And part of it was me just not being physically attracted anymore. But I noticed some of it was generally me just resenting her. She kind of started getting into alcohol and stuff. I was really trying to help her out. But she would drink like almost every day towards the end of our relationship. And then that last argument about the ICE raid, like a lot of anger came out of me. And I kind of just, I dropped her out of anger. But it was all of that buildup too. Like, yeah, she's kind of fat. She drinks a lot, and she's a liberal. Like, I just can't do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if I was wrong for, like, resenting her.
Yeah. There's never, ever, ever any situation or any reason to resent, to be angry, to judge. You can, as a matter of fact, I promise you this, Jamil, If you drop the anger, drop the resentment, which both are the same and they're evil, you're going to deal with every situation in a perfect way. You do not have the right to be angry. When you overcome it, you're going to see it anyway, to be angry at her or anyone about anything. So move on with your life, but don't be angry at her.
Right, exactly. And I saw the signs earlier. I know you say to callers a lot, because I listen to this show often.
Yeah.
That you would say something like, oh, you saw the signs, but you still stayed. And I like that hits me home, because I saw a lot of signs too, like the eating stuff and just eating yourself to, like, you kind of, like it's a drug or something.
Yeah.
Or I saw the drinking thing. Or I saw the family's very liberal. Her sister's like a lesbian. Like, there were so many signs.
Well, the signs are always there, just in our ego father state. When we want what we want, never mind the signs.
Right.
We ignore the signs.
And then you suffer. I suffered so badly, man. I was spending so much buku money on this, on dates and stuff. I remember one time we went out to eat, and then she got, like, several donuts after. I was like, man, what am I doing, man? And I was just so beta, I didn't even want to tell her, like, that she's getting fat. Because, like, I didn't want to hurt her so-called feelings, which are really kind of evil, honestly.
Here's what I recommend, because of time. Stop looking for a woman. Take your mind off women. Take your mind off ideas and plans. And just seek the truth only. You're breaking the spiritual rule in that you're supposed to only seek the truth along with nothing else or no one else. And then seeking, the truth will guide you. It will give you, he will give you a perfect life, and whatever should be in your life, you'll have it, and it will be perfect. If it is for a relationship, the relationship would be perfect without your effort. You wouldn't have to fight. You wouldn't have to argue. You wouldn't have to do. You would not have to put any effort in a relationship at all. But you're putting everything else before that, and every decision you make will always be wrong. But the truth will make your decisions for you if you seek that first. And that's the only thing your mind should be on. It's the truth. And that rule is set up by God. It's not going to change for you. Or anyone. It's going to let you suffer. It's not going to compromise because you refuse to listen to it.
And that's very true. That's very, very true. And I had to learn that a little bit the hard way, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got to learn. Right. Because I was listening to thoughts, and I was mainly into the sex, too, honestly.
Yep. Right.
You know
why you didn't want to, your ego didn't want to give up. When you saw the signs, you tried to make it work because it was more about the sexual thing than it was reality. And there's no love in that anyway. But I got to run, but just don't look for those things, man. Only seek the truth and the truth. Just live your life. Just be, and you'll be fine.
Right. That's what I'm doing now. I appreciate the message, Jesse.
All right. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Let me go to Jason, the first time caller out of Texas. Jason, happy White History Month. You're on the air. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, happy White History Month.
Yes, sir. Happy White History Month. I've been celebrating it every day.
Right on.
So I called in because you were talking about Jasmine Cricket.
What a
mess. I wanted to bring up the point that she's being investigated for illegal contributions to her campaign when she got elected. And the guy that's running against her, his name is Sholden Daniels. By the way, he's a black man, but he's a conservative Republican, a great guy. He's a guy that I actually support, and I've donated to his campaign. And he's running against her in Texas 30, that district. And, you know, she's trying to be replaced by, you know, someone that's not black. But that's the leading candidate going up against her, and he's got a lot of support.
Right on. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Nice promo for that guy. Let me go to KC out of Tennessee. KC out of Tennessee.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white.
Hey, I called. I called a couple of weeks ago and talked to you, and
speak up a little bit.
Taking the time. So I talked to you a couple of weeks ago when I called for the first time, and I appreciate you giving me some time. It was really cool. Hey, this show today, I was actually going to call about something else, but after I heard the interview with the golfer, it kind of changed what I wanted to talk about. Man, that interview that he did was very profound.
Yeah.
And I've liked how you were just kind of expressing yourself about what he was saying. You know, I kind of have a question for you. How do you, you know, you've been talking today quite a bit about just kind of like letting go and knowing how to be. How would you describe to a person how, you know, just encouraging them to live a life in the lane of being rather than focusing on everything that you need to do?
By getting to know yourself and be aware of what's happening inside of you, in your mind, when those emotions come up, anger or resentment, which is evil, or you feel lonely, or you feel depressed, or you feel suicidal, or you feel empty or void or whatever. And then when you can become aware of that and do nothing about it, but be aware of it, and then go about your day, go to work, have your dinners, talk on the phone, and just be without doing anything about what's happening inside of you. You're just living your life. You're just being. And the light, the truth, is destroying the false you and destroying it. All those false ideas you have about God and about life and about yourself. And you just be in life will happen for you without you even trying. But you got to see who you're not in order for that to happen.
That's good. I noticed that you made the comment to someone. You said even with everything that you have been taught as far as how to you know, do a Christian and being a Christian, because it seems like a lot of times, and this is not speaking ill of Christianity by any stretch of the imagination.
Are you on a speaker or something?
I'm not. I'm talking right into the phone.
Okay. At one moment, you were speaking really nice and loud. Come back to your phone.
Okay. I didn't change much, but...
Okay, go ahead. So
you were given reference to, I like how you said, you know, even with the things that you've been taught as far as being a Christian, you know, some of these things, you just got to let it go. Don't try to attain anything and just learn how to just be in that space.
Yes.
So that the truth can come in, so that you can start seeing things different. I thought that was really good. But the show today has really been inspiring, man, because it really seemed like a lot of the theme has been to not focus on everything that we're doing and just let go so that we can make room for the light to come in.
And that's the only way the light going to come in. It's not coming in until you completely surrender. It's not going to change you until you give up everything. Another thing I want you to know, Casey, everything as a Christian or Muslim or Jewish person or Allahu Akbar or whatever, everything you've been taught about God, everything you've been taught about how to live and values and Christian values, all been a setup. And no one on earth has ever been able to live up to those things. You got to drop them all off. You got to drop them and just be. Then you can live. There's nothing to live up to.
So based on what you just said, then how do you, like on your show, you said what you just said was to let all of that go.
Yes.
Then how do you present the gospel or the truth when basically kind of you're telling people or encouraging them to do this or do that? Is that the same as what you're saying to let go of as far as what they've been taught in the past?
I tell them, you know, it's up to you. You let go of everything you've been taught or live in your hell. and let life happen. But if they don't want to do it, you know, I have no plans. What I do here and in my life, I'm just living and let it happen every day without any opinion, calling it good or bad. I have no plans. I'm just I know now, I haven't always known this, though. I just live my life now. I don't try to live up to anything or down to anything. I'm just letting life happen. And everything I've been taught by God, I'm letting that go. And there is nothing to live up to. You got to drop all of your values and have nothing to live up to, and you'll be free.
That's awesome, Nick. Great, great show today, and just keep spreading the good news, man. I appreciate you, Jess. I really do.
You're welcome. And the one thing I want you to know for a fact, you can bank on this, there's not one person that ever lived up to what they've been taught, Christian or non-Christian.
Exactly. It's so true. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah, I don't care how holy, how nice they're supposed to be, how many Bible they know, and, oh, they're so loving, they're so nice. They have never lived up to anything they've been taught. Thank
That's
you,
a
Casey.
Good place to say amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care, man.
All right, Super Chat. Super, super.
Over on
Super Chats.
Eric Ray says, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Wish you well, Jesse, Hake, Anchor Baby, and the crew. Thank you all.
Thank you. Wish you well as well. Thank you.
Tom, good morning, y'all. I realize the moment you begin arguing with anyone over anything, they have already dominated you.
I rest my case. Amazing. Two devils fighting. Stop fighting. You don't owe anyone any explanation about anything. Let people go to hell. Let the world go to hell. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, anytime I hear someone say they had a rough childhood, I instantly think they got something by their uncle. What a
or
mess.
Or their aunt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dominic bought a coffee, no message.
Amazing. Thank you.
Dave, I think it's right for the sake of peace to forgive our wives and husbands the same way we forgive our mothers by saying, I apologize for resenting you for etc.
You shouldn't resent anyone for anything at any point. Resentment is evil. Anyone that resents is evil, and they are separated from the truth.
I think it's a healthy practice in a marriage. What's your view?
What?
He thinks that's a healthy practice to apologize to wife or husband.
Don't resent,
we got to go.
Yeah, don't resent anyone. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thump of Thursday.
Thank y'all.
Thank
we'll
you
read the rest later.
Support and the Super Chat, they say bye. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Thank you, JLP.